producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off
calling all names, calling all names. Roberta Fascinelli, I'm calling your name.
Hello, I'm here.
I like this fast pickup. Let's try this again.
I turned the mic up. Calling I started all names. To answer, and yeah. I realized I had the mic down.
I'm nice going. There's a professional broadcaster for you.
Yeah.
Jennifer Horn calling all Jennifer Horns.
Hello.
Yes, we know two of them. You and the lady in New Hampshire.
I don't know, but Jennifer Horn.
Is there another? Have you ever Googled your name, Roberta, to find out if there's another Roberta Fascinelli?
I am it.
You
there's
are
not another one in the United States.
Wow.
I am it. In fact, all of the Fascinelli or Facinellis in the United States were all related.
Really?
Every single
that.
One of us. Yep.
All of us. So Ken Kessler, you've Googled your name. What'd you come up with? Any other Ken Kesslers?
Yeah, there's somebody who writes for Stereo Review.
Really?
And there's a guy who collects or works with antique watches.
Really?
And I only know that because I get Facebook messages from people who think I'm one of them.
Huh. All right. So Kenny's job is to monitor Facebook and Twitter, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter, goodday. In the last 24 hours, what would our biggest, most important, I don't know if important is the right way of putting it, but where do we have the most interest in as far as social media is concerned?
Kim Davis and the Pope.
Really?
And they that all sounds think like it's a reality show, actually.
Yeah.
Kim Davis and the Pope.
No, it's a great name for a rock band on NBC.
They're detectives.
How in the world does anybody take that seriously? I'd be so disappointed in the Pope if he had spent 10 minutes with her.
Ugh. I doubt it.
All right. So what because are they
like
saying?
Like Rich said, every minute of his day was photographed and choreographed and lifted and
So what do they have to gain by putting out something that will be obviously proven
untrue? Extending the 5 minutes of fame. That
Are the lawyers as crazy as she is?
Well, you don't think that you want fame. Hmm. And then all of a sudden you get it. And even though it's negative, you get caught up in this whirlwind where everybody's just paying attention to your every move. And then do you get hooked onto that? Mm-hmm. Even if it's not necessarily positive news?
Yep, you do.
I think you do.
Yeah, take a look in her eyes. That'll tell you something.
Well, all you have to do is listen to today's politicians, and you realize that even if they're saying outright lies, it's okay to them because they're getting the attention for it.
Yep. Spelling ain't right.
I mean, look at Hillary Clinton.
Look at Carly Fiorina.
Okay, so what do we have for comments, Kenny?
Joseph says, until the Vatican says it happened, it didn't happen.
Right.
All news outlets are saying is that she claimed she met with the Pope.
Right.
You mean that nobody on the planet can confirm that they actually met? Sounds fishy to me.
Does sound fishy.
Her and Brian Williams.
Right. They both met with the Pope.
Well, actually, he was the Pope.
Together. He was the Pope. I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, what's next?
Liz says, Davis isn't Catholic. She's an evangelical Protestant. It's absolutely bizarre that she would seek approval, guidance, or really any feedback at all from the Catholics, because according to their faith, Catholics, including the Pope, are all going to hell.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah. Right. Muslims.
Absolutely.
Allah says, kill all the infidels. Christians say, kill all the infidels. All religions, kill all the infidels. Okay, nobody left. All right, what's next?
Harold says her lawyer has already admitted to lying after spending Monday defending a photo that was supposed to be a rally for Kim Davis. Liberty Counsel has admitted that it is not a Kim Davis rally at all.
Why would
he lied
Mike,
then, he's lying now.
Yeah. Why would Mike Huckabee want to have anything to do with this woman for his own credibility purposes?
Well, I think he was pointing out the hypocrisy in government.
He
was using her as an example.
Really?
And, you know.
Hypocrisy in government. I can't imagine that would be
something
we have
right?
as a problem here. No. All right, what else, Kenny?
Nicole says, the street outside Vatican Embassy was full of people hoping to get a glimpse of the Pope during his entire visit. Someone would have seen her arrive if it really happened.
Mm-hmm. Hey, people have got to be nuts. Crazy. Anything else of note there?
Yeah, a couple more. Roger says, who's to say the Pope met with her to inform her she went too far and should be a better Christian and to stop giving Christianity a bad name?
Hmm. What do you think the Pope thinks of the various sects in the Christian religion, S-E-C-T-S? Methodists, Lutherans, Baptists, Presbyterians, Unitarians, Congregationalists.
He respects them all.
Yeah, I think he pretty much likes us best, but, you know.
But the only
what always amazes me is you know, all these different, you know, S-E-C-T-S, that sects in the Christian religion, is sometimes how it boils down to my Jesus is better than your Jesus.
Same thing happens in politics. That's why I keep saying political connections to religion.
Really?
It's all the same game, frankly.
My Jesus is better than your Jesus.
My Jesus loves me more than yours does. All right, Kenny, what else you got?
One more. Joe says, if you believe this happened, please message me on Facebook. I have two really great bridges for sale in Florida.
If you want to go to heaven, clap your hands. If you want to go to heaven, clap your hands.
Me.
If you want to go to heaven, if you want to go to heaven, if you want to go to heaven, clap your hands. And if you
well,
don't,
we're the only two going, apparently.
Yeah,
we're the only ones playing.
Right. I want
Come
you,
on, guys.
If I may, to look at your hairline. How does everybody in this program is very lucky they have their hair. But there are a lot of people who do not have all their hair. And so they're looking for a way to get their hair back. And there are miracles around. Some people don't believe in miracles. If you don't, click your radio off for the next 60 seconds because I'm going to give you the key to a hair miracle.
Yeah.
It's called Provia, a serum. Comes from clinical grade botanical extracts. You can use it every day, once a week, put it on your head, massage it in. It opens up the pores and allows the follicles of hair that are under your scalp to get back through again. So the results speak for themselves. And by the way, you get results or your money back with Provia. Works for both men and women, safe on colored and treated hair. 800-525-8319. I think, if I do say so myself, I offer a pretty compelling way for you to get the message. You either get your hair back or your money back. That's it. Simple premise, right? Provia works, all natural, no chemicals, nothing that'll hurt you. It'll only help get your hair back. There's a volumizer that's part of it. It really is kind of cool as well because your hair looks thicker than it actually is. That's how those things work. 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping free. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. You want Provia for your hair to come back or you'll want your money back. And they don't want to give you money back, so they're going to make sure that you're happy with the product. Provia and Super Concentrated Provia. You get them both for the price of one at 800-525-8319.
Get a tiny card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Flu season starts with all kinds of symptoms. At Walmart, we can help you be prepared before they show up with products like Mucinex to help relieve chest congestion and Delphin to help silence coughs for 12 hours. You'll also want to be ready with Sudafed PE to relieve sinus congestion and pressure, and Motrin for body aches and to reduce fever. So don't wait until the symptoms have already started. Be prepared for flu season this year. Stock up on everything you need at Walmart.
Use all products as directed.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by.
Let's take
for the ones who get it done.
The bull by the horns here, 18 after the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Not that I'm implying this bull associated with this program.
Are you sure?
Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Kenny Kessler. The story about he's a senator. Yeah, Senator Robert Menendez.
Yes,
from New Jersey.
Not to be confused with the Menendez brothers. Different.
Yeah. So the judge has dismissed four corruption charges against the senator and his donor, Solomon Melgen, but denied motions to toss out other charges, including the senator's solicitation of contributions for a super PAC. That is wrong! So lawyers for the senator this week asked the court to dismiss charges related to Menendez's solicitation of 700 G's from Melgen for Senate Majority PAC. It's a super PAC run by former aides to Senator Harry Reid. No, he's involved in corruption? How could that be? Nah. It was nothing but a coincidence that his family owned all the land on the other side of the Hoover Dam where they built that road. Yeah, no, it is a coincidence. The basis for the dismissal offered by the lawyers for the Supreme Court 2010 Citizens United decision and the similar one that took place in 2013 that basically opened the floodgates, redefining corruption as explicit bribery. What the hell else is it? When you give some guy 100 G's, you're in business, and when you need a favor, you pick up the phone, call his chief of staff and say,
"Hey, what do you think?
Can you handle this?" "Yeah, sure, we'll help with that." "Thank you very much." "And when do you send us the next check?" The judge disagreed, ruling the charges related to the super PAC contributions made by a corporation, and the solicitation by Menendez. See, Menendez is sort of working, it would appear, for the corporation, getting them to give money to, and then it looked to me like he was getting a cutout. I mean, you don't see that proven, but isn't that the idea? You solicit something, you're a sales agent. That's basically what it is. He's a peddler. He's hawking whatever he can hawk. So, you know, even if you got Citizens United, you don't have it. These guys were doing this before. Set it up. What's the? It's like being on the tee at a golf game. You set the ball up and right.
Tee
it up. That's what Menendez was doing. He's a crook. 21 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? At the same time, over 40% of all sports, concert, and theater tickets go unsold. So how come we're all paying so much when so many seats go empty? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, we guarantee you'll save on great sports, concert, and theater tickets. And we're not talking about last-minute nosebleed seats to events you don't want to see, but millions of great seats for the best events, days, weeks, even months in advance. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever. There are lots of places to buy tickets, but if you really want to save, then check out ScoreBig.com.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 2424, and we'll take an additional $20 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, promo code 2424.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this may sound a little far. This is our video of the day, or audio from our video of the day. This is a mom on YouTube. She set up a video camera in her living room so her children's grandmother would be able to watch them play. So the camera that you'll see is so cute. You can listen to the girl giggling. Caught her husband dancing with his daughters to a Katy Perry song. It's just, these sorts of things are so adorable. They're just nothing but smiley. It's a smiley time. And so if you want to smile, all you have to do is go to the video of the day. And you can follow the trail to some of the other videos of the day that are there at DougStephan.com as well. Very cool stuff. All right, let's see here. We're in the middle. We take some time each hour at this time to connect you with some sort of musical memory or a story that's connected to some music. So let's look at, Kara, the list of number one songs. I believe that it would be nice to start with Marky Mark. I have not heard this song for ages and ages.
Really?
And ages. This is Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. Good Vibrations, number one this week in 1991. Back it up, Kara. This is Mark Wahlberg. That's his voice, right?
That's a woman.
Really?
Yeah, I was in show, yeah. This is Marky Mark. That's Marky Mark. Can we play this every day?
You like this?
I love this song. I can't feel bad listening to this.
Marky Mark, Funky Bunch, Good Vibrations, number one this week, 1991. Up this next, let's see, the next year was 1992. There, good job, Doug. Boys to Men here. End of the Road, Jennifer.
Oh. We had, when I was in high school, we had someone die in our class every year. And one of the kids got into a car accident, and this was the song they played.
Really? So that's kind of sad. Let's keep moving.
It always makes me sad, but I like this song.
Mm. All right. Let's see here. Mariah Carey, Dream Lover, number one during this week in 1993. fast forward to Monica, number one this week, 1998, the first night. What can you tell us about her, Jen Jen?
About
Monica.
Monica.
Aren't you glad I asked?
You know, she had a couple of hits, and I think her probably most famous was she did a song with Brandy. But, you know, she kind of was a blip on the late 90s radar, I think.
Mm. All right.
Is that about right, Ken? Would you say that's fair?
Yeah, yeah. That's accurate. A blip.
A blip.
A blip.
Yeah,
well, there are a lot of people who could. You go look at the top 10 or top 20, top 30, top 40. How many of those people are blips that nobody will ever remember?
What was tough for her is that she and Brandy started at about the same time. They sounded a lot alike.
Yeah.
They kind of had the same, you know, look and feel. And Brandy just resonated better and so became the bigger star. And I think that probably hurt Monica because they came up right at the same time.
Huh. All right. So there we have this is a trip through sort of memory lane here. Songs that were number one in various years between 1982 and 2002. It's 28 after the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
A South Dakota farm woman proves you don't have to have a big plant and a bunch of employees to be a manufacturing business. You'll meet her today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Several years ago, Penny Adler of Hazel, South Dakota, was bitten by the entrepreneurship bug.
I had stopped somewhere and they had sheep's milk soap, and I'm like, if they can do that with sheep, we can do it with goats.
Penny and her husband Jay raise dairy and meat goats on 40 acres they call the 444 Farm. Penny makes soaps and lotions from goat's milk, and hers is a one-person operation.
I am. In fact, I don't even claim my husband as my backup milker.
Penny sells her products at events and online, and she believes that tiny businesses like hers could really benefit rural America. Learn more at 444farm.com. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Derek.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
For the highly sensitive person, we have very sensitive people on the radio with us, to wit, Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli, both sensitive new age girls, and Kenny Kessler's here as well, a sensitive new age guy.
He's a new age girl, too.
Yes, he is. And then there's Doug Steffen on the Good Day program, this woman, Justine Siegel. The story, how many people, first of all, know who she is? Raise your hands, please.
I do not.
You don't?
Remind me.
Roberta, you know who Justine Siegel is?
No clue whatsoever.
Really? Nope. Wow, Kenny, what do you think? These people are not in the know and on the go with the Doug Steffen Good Day Show.
I'm terrible at names. Shocking. Tell me who she is and I'll be like, oh yeah, I know her.
She is the first female coach for the Oakland Athletics or any Major League Baseball team.
I told you I'd know her once you said.
40 years old. Coached collegiate and independent baseball, now be a part of the coaching staff for the Instructional League Club, and it starts this month. This is the next month. She has a history of barrier breaking in baseball. This is another example. The reason I'm pursuing this is because she's a woman that has not paid attention to being a woman as far as getting ahead in baseball. She was the first woman to throw batting practice. She threw for five teams in 2011, including the A's. She's also been the first woman to coach pro baseball when she was the first base coach for the independent Brockton Rocks League. This is Brockton, Massachusetts, I believe, right, Kenny? Brockton, Mass.
I think so.
Also has a PhD in sports and exercise psychology. Founded Baseball for All, a nonprofit that helps provide opportunities in baseball, particularly for women. This is one heck of an opportunity, so she thinks. She's been chasing it for years. It's a couple of weeks, that's all. 2-week gig for now. But it could turn into something bigger and better. Here's more on what her role will be. As a rookie coach, she expects to hit a lot of... what is a fungo? Bad ball?
Oh, sorry. It's like those infections you get, you know, on your feet, like athlete's foot, you know,
F-U-N-G-O-S.
Or, you know, it's a girl who's really a lot of fun, you know, a fungal.
Stop when I was ahead. Anyway, I think the point here is you can read the whole story at DougSteffen.com. But there's a nice ring to this story, Kenny, if I can't get these two to be serious.
Especially the mushroom park. Oh, wait, fungos baseball.
That's a nice story.
It's a good story.
Good story.
Oh, a fungos is some sort of bat or something. Yeah, it's a bat. A fungos is a bat. Yeah.
Okay. All right. School back in session, pretty safe to say we've had most schools have been in league, in session, for a month. Do you know what the biggest this I get from my daughter? Maybe that's a hint as to what the story is all about. E-tutoring and tutoring in general. Private tutors are a luxury that more and more American families are using, whether they can afford it or not. I think my daughter gets $85 an hour. The price is between $25 and $100, depending on who you go to. So, what's the story? Why is it necessary for homework to be outsourced? That is, for your daughter, your son, to come home and go on.
I'm telling my mom to get into this business because
yep, she'd be great at it.
You know, my mom just retired as a school teacher, but she's still young and yep. she still wants to do things, but she yep. wants to have the freedom to set her own schedule. I'm like, Mom, you need to tutor.
Yep.
And she said there are so yep. many people at her school that are already tutoring. It has become like a turf war, so you mm-hmm. can't really go into the school that she knows, you know, trying to use her connections because people get ticked off. But
yeah.
I think, there, first of all, parents are busy and they are not maybe as smart as they need to be. So if you've got that going for you, you might need to call and help. I mean, think about how our parents struggled when they were trying to help us with physics or with chemistry. I mean, it's just those are things you don't use in everyday life and you learn them in high school and forget them. So there's that element. But then you also have the importance of AP testing. That's what I told my mom she needs to get into. She was an AP teacher for
all
a while.
All about the testing.
And it's all about the testing. And yep. kids who take the AP test get college credits. So it's really important. It can save you a lot of money if you can skip some credits in college. And so to actually get good grades on the AP test is very valuable. So there's that tutoring. And then there's also tutoring that help kids write essays, college entrance essays. And, you know, people pay a lot of money for that kind of help because it's very competitive to get into the good schools.
And it's interesting to note that with this boom in e-tutoring comes an influence that you wouldn't have expected. You know how most of the call-in centers, if you call Delta for a reservation, you're talking to somebody in India. If
right.
you call Verizon and you want to get your phone fixed, you're talking to somebody in Brazil. And interestingly enough, some of these new tutoring, the Americans are charging 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 bucks an hour. I just said that. But if you want to get it done for $5 an hour, there's a way you can get a hold of someone in Asia that speaks English. They can help you. Some of them are $2.50 an hour. So what are you going to get for $2.50 an hour, $5 an hour in terms of tutoring? Mm-hmm. It's more or less a glamorized homework outsourcing site.
Like a homework hotline.
Yeah, what's two
yeah.
and two? Exactly, four. Yeah, that kind of stuff. But they're not even masking that it's not in America. China, India are doing this. And by the way, they have the sort of bona fides because the Chinese have produced the largest number of science and engineering graduates in the last 4 or 5 years. Not in the United States? Nope. No, we're too busy dropping out of school. Flipping hamburgers. Doing things. And people say, well, whose fault is that? I don't know, and I don't care. All I know is that we deserve better for the money that we're spending on all this supposed education. What kind of a disgrace is it that 2/3 of teenagers actually graduate from high school? 50% do not graduate if you're black or Hispanic.
That's awful.
Isn't that? I mean, it's criminal. It's criminal.
Part of it is the way the education system, you know, when they're teaching to test and they're teaching these kids stuff that has absolutely no relevance
right.
to their lives whatsoever.
Everybody, when they get out of high school, should have a trade
exactly.
or some
exactly
kind
what I was
of
just
knowledge.
Say.
Right. And they
something
put
they
the
can get a job.
Voc schools, which has been, in my experience, one of the best things the educational system ever did. We have a vocational school in our town.
Schools, absolutely.
It's so strange that there's such an emphasis on people saying every kid needs to go to college.
Baloney.
That's not the case.
No.
Not every kid is cut out for college.
Exactly.
Not every kid will thrive in college. Mm-hmm. But, you know, my mom has always talked about this. She suggests that you need to start teaching a trade in the 10th grade. So
yep.
for kids that don't want to, you know, go on to college,
yep.
and they want to become a great plumber, you know what? They're going to make more money than most people going
yeah.
to a four-year
sure
university
are.
If
yeah.
they're
but
a great
Jen,
plumber.
You know what the problem is that a lot of times property values are tied to how good the school district is. And how good the school district is measured by how we have 97% of our graduates go to college.
Yeah.
And that's the fundamental bottom of this problem.
Yeah, you're really right.
So I remember because both my kids went to vocational schools. They went to performing arts high schools.
Mm-hmm.
And performing arts high schools are considered vocational schools because when you graduate, you are ready to go out into the performing arts and get a job.
Yep.
They're considered like conservatories, but at the high school level. And what a fight I had with my school district, with my local school district, to allow my kids to go to, because well, those are vocational schools, you know, and those kids don't get the type of academic education they need to go to college.
There's not many kids that are like Victoria that I know of who are as smart as
you. Unbelievable, the pushback that I
got.
I had to move out of the county.
But you have to instill also in them the work ethic. Your daughter has a work ethic,
correct,
however she got it.
Because the other problem in poor communities, the other problem that we'd see a lot in Los Angeles is that families who were struggling would force their high schoolers out of high school to help with the family business, to whatever it is. And I can't tell you how often that happened where my mom actually had this kid who was supposed to go to Stanford. She had helped him. His dad was the, you know, first generation. He came here. He was a really smart kid. And his dad wanted him to turn down his scholarship to Stanford to go be a gardener.
Yeah, there you go.
And my mom fought the dad.
My parents had a business. They had a restaurant business. I started working private parties when I was 12, 13 years old, and I still went to school, and I would get out of college. I went to college in Manhattan. I would get out of classes, and I would go down, and I would help in the restaurant.
Go to work.
So
get to work.
I don't understand that. A parent would do that.
We've enabled the helicopter crowd has enabled their children to do what they want, not what they need to do, and that's part of the problem. In a moment, the announcement of the finalists for the National Toy Hall of Fame.
Ooh,
what toy do you think belongs there? We'll find out in a moment. It's Good Day at 43 past the hour.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you can always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Flu season's on the way, but there are steps you can take now to be prepared, like getting your flu shot. And Walmart makes it simple. Just walk in any time to get your flu shot from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. To make it even easier, we accept most insurance plans. A flu shot's your best shot at staying healthy this flu season. And Walmart can make taking that simple step easier than ever.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then
I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we have a focus now on something that's sort of new, I think, Kenny. The National Toy Hall of Fame, Rochester, New York, is where it's located. Candidates for this year, the Museum of Play, the Strong National Museum of Play, announcing the inductees to the National Toy Hall of Fame. They'll be in, is it, oh, they haven't been chosen yet. They're not going to be announced until November 5th. So what are these people, are they looking for categories? Why do we have this now instead of waiting until November 5th?
Because those are the nominees.
Ah, American Girl Dolls,
mm-hmm.
Teenage Mutant. So the final selection happens on the 5th.
Right.
Ah, okay. So there's like a big dinner or something. Is that how they do it? Like with many of these other...
And all the toys are there.
Awards. Yeah, all the toys.
You know, Ninja Turtles will be there.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's see here. American Girl Dolls.
Mm-hmm.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
Spinning Tops. Twister. Wiffle Ball. Battleship. What's that about?
Battleship, the game. You sung my Battleship. It's a great really? Game.
Puppets, various sizes and shapes. What's Jenga?
Oh, Jenga is that wooden block game where you have to slide pieces out and hope that the tower doesn't tumble. It's a good
does
one.
It, does it most of the time tumble?
Eventually. No, it actually, eventually it will, but it's pretty good. Yeah.
Coloring books.
Also fun to do while you drink.
Playmobil, Super Soaker, and Scooters.
Oh, yeah, Super Soaker, huh?
Scooters are making a comeback?
Scooters are, too. Yeah, I see a lot of kids on scooters.
I go often to eat there. It's a nice place to eat.
I don't know,
Scooters?
Yeah.
So what would you vote for in that?
Hooters. It's Hooters, not Scooters. You got the wrong place.
They know. At Scooters, they come around. The well-endowed women get around on scooters.
Yeah, they
get around.
Put them on there and push.
All right.
Sometimes what I feel like doing.
What's the story... I went one step too far, Kenny. One step
So close.
Twitter.
Scooters on scooters.
Wheels are off.
How is it going to have 60 seconds left here?
So, on scooters.
Why does Twitter have to change the character limit?
He's ignoring us.
Or die or do that. Yes, well, very well. Why? What's the problem? I thought Twitter was everybody's favorite way of communicating now, more so than email or Facebook. So why do they have to change?
That's a great question. I don't know why. 150 characters. You know, people have gotten really into that now. I feel like I'm easily able to draft something in 150 characters. But
what was the arbitrary 140 characters to begin with?
Because it's a little tweet. I don't know why they picked 150.
Huh. I'm trying to figure out what I can usually say what I need to say in 400 or 500 words.
I know. No, you're the king of short emails. I have two people in my life that are very short emails. Yes, no,
right.
You're pretty good.
You have
at that.
Seen nothing until you've seen Meredith's short emails. One word. Yes, no, maybe. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
The
non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
All right, here we are at 53 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. That means it's Tech Talk time. Greg Steben from Men's Health Magazine, the technology editor there, joins us for an overview of what's going on as we get to the end of September, beginning of October. There's some sort of a deadline. I don't know who decided this would be the deadline. The chip and pin problem and whether you've solved it or not. First, though, I thought you'd be interested to know, Greg, you probably already did know, that yesterday there was a new person on Twitter, and he attracted 625,000 followers. We'll identify this person. Who is that man in just a moment here on Good Day?
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you can always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
For over 75 years, GEICO's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call GEICO. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Who attracted 625,000 Twitter followers hours after joining Twitter, and he only is following one account. I'll give you a hint.
The one account
he's following is the NSA. All right, so who is that man? Would you like to shake his hand or not? Greg Steben?
I'd have to think about shaking his hand, but it's Edward Snowden.
Edward Snowden, the exiled whistleblower who leaked all that classified information, all those documents, joined Twitter and the media. How do you get 600? Do you have to work at this? I mean, how?
Not when you're Edward Snowden, you don't.
Okay, but who knew? How does this happen? I'm really, well, you and Kenny can explain. How do you go on Twitter and you sign up? All right, immediately 625,000 people find you. How do they find you?
Well, because that's the power of Twitter, is a few people notice, and he was first.
How did you notice?
Well, first of all, I noticed pretty early, yes.
Did you?
Yes. But he has friends in media who shared that he had joined Twitter, and once those people tweeted, it went out to their millions of followers.
But let's just say I joined, or I'm on Twitter. Okay. How did somebody know I was there when I signed on?
Well, there's a lot of ways. You might say something in your first tweet or one of your first tweets that taps into something that other people are talking about. And so since people are talking about that thing, they would see that you tweeted and then start tweeting about you tweeting.
Cow manure.
I'm not quite sure what to do with that.
All right, let's talk about the switch this week that could threaten a lot of businesses, the EMV. What is the story? The chip and pin deadline, I don't know who set this up, was set for tomorrow. 60% of us still don't have new cards, so what's the story?
Yes, these are the new credit cards with the little gold box on them, which is essentially a chip.
Yeah.
Which is why it's called chip and pin.
Yeah.
So in the old days, you would swipe your credit card when you were making a purchase. With these new cards and the correct reader, you're not going to swipe it, you're going to dip it. You're going to push it into a slot, and here's the hard part. Frankly, you're going to leave it there. It's really hard to leave it there. You want to pull it out again, like mm-hmm. an ATM.
Yep.
But you don't. You leave it in there. So lines are going to get longer. It's mm-hmm. already happening because
handy.
People don't know how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
But what's good about it is with the magnetic stripe, that's a static set of information. You swipe it and someone could steal or copy the data from your magnetic stripe. With the chip and pin, it's actually dynamic. It's sending information out and getting a one-time transaction. Transaction code back.
Yeah.
So if someone was to steal the records of that transaction, it won't do them any good. They can't turn around and use it again. So it is a better safety system. It's just going to take a little bit of a learning curve and, frankly, some cost for retailers, a lot of cost.
So as of tomorrow, merchants will be fully liable for any losses due to credit card fraud, even if they aren't set up for it and you don't have your new card. I don't have any new cards. I got 3 or 4 credit cards. I don't have any. None of them have been renewed. Or I have the new chip thing. Hi, Greg. Thanks for the food for thought. Greg Stebbin here on Good Day.
For over 75 years, GEICO's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call GEICO. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
GEICO, saving.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.